You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats? Or regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well, then America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms of our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Diamond Jim's Gas Grill, 325 Meyer Avenue in East Dundee, at the corner of Meyer and Barrington Avenues, on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
Cool.
Great weekend for sports.
I guess it was. Yeah. I guess it was. I called my friend up on Saturday, I guess it was. Yeah. Asking him about something else. He goes, hey, whatever his name is, Humper.
Humber.
Got up his seventh inning. He's got a perfect game going. So yeah. I tuned it in. That was pretty cool. It was a little hairy in the ninth inning there. The first batter, he got it to a 3-0 count.
Yeah.
And then struck him out. And then he's got a 3-2 count with two outs, and he throws a curveball that's like 2 feet outside.
And the guy swung at it.
The guy did swing. I think he did. Well, you know, 30 years ago, that would have been a ball.
Yeah.
Because it used to be the rule was you had to break your wrist. That was the call. But I don't know what happened. Sometime in the 80s or 90s, they changed it to just going after the ball.
Just making an effort at it.
Effort at it. You don't have to break your wrist.
Yep, exactly.
And that's what he did. He made an effort after it. And if he had been smart, he would have run after the catcher dropped the ball, and he could have broken the perfect game, I think.
Well, that's not how it went, though.
No. No, it didn't.
As a baseball fan, you got to appreciate something.
I did
like
appreciate
that.
Even though I'm not a Sox fan, I was glad to see that.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people saying, I'm not a fan, but I appreciate the game of baseball, and that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Mm-hmm. He hardly had any 3-2 counts at all the whole game. That's really impressive.
Who is this Umber guy? I've never heard of him.
I've heard he had Tommy John surgery 2 years ago, evidently. So, like, Sox got him for nothing, evidently.
Good pickup for them.
And, evidently a great pickup.
Yep.
And then, the Hawks. Go Hawks.
Yeah, they won it again, overtime.
OT. And I was so disappointed in Crawford the previous two games in the playoffs. So, I guess in hockey they're called soft goals. I was thinking in terms of tennis you'd call them unforced errors.
Yes.
Where one was... from an angle that's impossible to bring it in if you're properly blocking that angle.
Absolutely.
And the other was a breakaway, but the puck went in between his legs.
Yeah, the five holes, they call it.
Well. So, but Crawford played better, and then Taze, what a great effort in the overtime.
It's always exciting.
Yeah. So
five games in the playoffs, five not, overtimes.
That's just amazing.
It is.
And I guess tonight, I think they're playing in Chicago tonight.
8:00, 8:30 tonight, the game start. Yep.
All right. That should be fun.
Yep.
No, I guess we can look forward to another overtime the way it's going.
We'll see.
All right. Let's see. Well, before I get to, well, I could actually, one of the outrageous regulations we could be in my own or used to be own Libertarian Party. I think I've talked about this a few weeks ago. The party's been taken over by some jerks. I guess they don't want to be inclusive. I guess they want to be exclusive. They want to have just people who have money and just give money to the party. I don't think they want true activists. You know, there's a lot of libertarian activists that have really been pretty poor all their life, but they're out there passing out literature, getting petitions signed, stuff like that. Really hard workers. They don't want them because they're charged $94. To have the right to vote at a national convention.
For libertarians?
Libertarians.
To pay $94.
$94. I mean, to me, it's like a poll tax. Besides the fact that our bylaws state that the state parties have control of who they send as delegates, not the national party. And this is the national party that made this ruling. Well, it was enough for me, and evidently, I don't know if it doesn't mean that much to a lot of other people, but I resigned the party.
You resigned your party?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. That's 32 plus years, I think, I've been with the Libertarian Party. But as it's being controlled now, I just can't countenance that party. And I would just urge all my activist libertarian friends to boycott that convention, to boycott the petitioning period this time. And not sanction the process. Not allow this to happen. Let these morons destroy the party so we can build it up again with real activists. Because these people are not. This is Wayne Allen Root, idiot, who's our vice presidential candidate, is kind of taking charge. And it's not good. So we're going to ask our guest. This is a candidate for president, Libertarian Party. I'm going to ask him what his position is on this.
Kind of, no matter what anyone says, you stand by your convictions and you should be applauded for that. Just for standing by your convictions and being a true to yourself and true to your position. It's fantastic. I appreciate what you've done.
I appreciate that.
Got to be a tough decision
for
you.
It's tough. It's tough. Okay, well, on to outrageous regulation of the week. The Department of Homeland Security is beginning to make the movie and novel by Philip K. Dick, Minority Report, a reality. They're actually coming up with systems to, you know, at checkpoints to check your heart rate, you know, and that sort of thing, or if you're breathing heavily or whatever, that you might be about to commit a crime. And I would think the implication would be eventually that you would actually be arrested pre-crime, just like a Minority Report. Where are we going to, folks, in this country? This is just totally outrageous. government is totally out of hand, and we need a movement to stop it. And I would say suggest it's the Ron Paul movement, who, by the way, over the weekend, in pouring rain, had 4,300 people by Independence Hall in Philadelphia for a rally. In pouring rain, outside, 4,300 people, rain or shine, the Ron Paul people show up. They are actively taking over the parties at the local level. We have the Ron Paul people have majority of delegates now in Minnesota and Iowa, probably Colorado, and I think probably a lot more. I would think Maine. I think some of it, it still has to, the process has to happen. But I think Washington and Maine are a couple others, and there's more. And I think there's a caucus coming up Saturday in Louisiana. I think Ron Paul's got a good shot at. You wouldn't know it by hearing the mainstream press. They keep on assigning Romney with like 700 delegates, which is nonsense. Again, unless they just totally steal these from Ron Paul. But the delegates that are being chosen locally and going to the state conventions, Ron Paul's taken over the process. Because he has the real activists. So, at any rate, the one man who speaks out against these atrocities, like, again, now we have possible in the future Minority Report apprehensions that you're you might be going to commit a crime. Well, it's only I think the Ron Paul movement is our best shot, folks, of preventing that to happen. So, we are supposed to have a guest today, a Carl Person, who is a libertarian candidate for president. And we're going to try to get a hold of him, and we'll break for a few messages and be right back.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected
George W. Bush
as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home,
works with you one-on-one on your machine and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazzieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazzieri. Make him your go-to tech guy.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and right now we have an open line, unless until Carl Pearson calls in. And it doesn't matter to me. To be honest with you, I just assume have an open line today. So I have my good friend on the line, and Kathleen. Hey, Kathleen, how are you doing?
Ken, I heard last night that you quit the party, and I was done, but I had the feeling I knew why, and I was correct.
Yep.
And I'm not going to boycott it. Unfortunately, I've already bought in, and it's partially a vacation for us, and probably the last one we'll be able to take for a long time. But I was going just for that reason, to see if that is the case, quite honestly.
Yeah, well, Judicial Committee voted 4-3 to allow for that 94. I just don't understand it. They don't want more people in the party? They want to be having a little exclusive club?
And during this kind of economy at the same time, to pull that stunt is just absolutely absurd, insane, biting, you know, hurting ourselves.
There are libertarian activists who implore all their lives that they go out and they pass out literature and they write letters to the editor and they get signatures for petitions. That's not enough.
I'm petitioning right now, and I had to pay, and I'm broke, so I understand exactly where you're coming from. But the other part I don't like that will probably stun people and has my daughter very upset is I don't really like where our health care platform is. And I feel somewhat of a hypocrite since I would be bankrupt if I wasn't on disability. And I have three brothers on disability.
Well, so you got to realize that the socialist system that we have in healthcare is what's brought the cost of healthcare up so high to begin with.
I understand that, but I feel like I'm kind of in a conundrum, and I don't really feel like. It's hard to feel like a hypocrite, you know. You're taking something while you're saying it's bad.
Right.
You know.
Well, they've been stealing your money all along, though, haven't they, through taxes?
Oh, this is true, and I figure I'm still paying taxes, so I'm taking my own money
back. Get your money back as much as you can.
Yeah, basically, I'm taking my own money back and everyone else in my family, although considering I've had medical costs in 1 year of over $1 million, which I didn't pay out, you know, so... Yeah, I'm taking everyone's money back.
Well, let me ask you this, Kathleen. What if the Illinois contingent, if they agreed with me on this, and I think some do, I don't know if it's a majority or a plurality or a consensus or what, and maybe another handful of other states, maybe 10 other states, decided when the business meeting started, that you all, you know, and maybe send out flyers ahead of time saying we're protesting the floor fee charge and we will not participate in this process.
Proposal, and actually, I told you that's really a big part of the reason I'm going is to see if it's really being taken over by Wayne Allen Root. I really want to go to the memorial for David Nolan. I think that the fact that he's gone is the fact that
yes. Yes.
Really
if he was there, this would not have. If he was still alive, this would not have happened.
And this is a big part of. Yeah, I want to see this in person happening, and then I will make my decision whether to stand up and walk out or not. You know?
Okay. If we could get like almost half of the people to walk out of the convention, I think that would make a huge statement.
Well, if I come in there and I find out it's exactly what you say, that's pretty much what I'm going to probably promote doing.
Cool.
So, I guess I need to start making flyers just in case.
Sounds good to me. Well, have fun up there. I mean, it'll be fun, though, regardless.
I'm
sure.
It won't be the same without you.
Yeah, well, sorry. It's a combination of things, but that's just the straw. That's the last straw that broke the back.
I understand, and I'm right with your producer. I applaud you. Your ballsy move.
Thanks, Kathleen. Thanks for checking
You're
in.
Welcome, Ken.
All right, 847-931-1410, open line, anything about politics, law, economics, philosophy, we, you know, We welcome anything. I guess Dan called earlier and he suggested that he was wondering out loud if maybe the Republicans are taking over, maybe the Libertarians are taking over the Republican Party at the local level through the Ron Paul movement, and the Republicans are taking over the Libertarian Party. And I think he's right.
Yeah.
I think he's right. I think this Wayne Allen Root's no Libertarian. He's a Republican. He's a low tax Republican. These guys, people are low tax Republicans. We got a disgusting executive director and what was her name? Carla Howell. I remember introducing her for our state convention at one point, and I was ready, to make my introduction, and she hands me this sheet. And she, under no circumstances, I was supposed to repeat verbatim what her introduction was going to be. And I know that's done with some people.
She wrote her own introduction?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Extolling the virtues of herself.
Yeah.
And I know that's done, but to me it rubbed me completely the wrong way.
It would rub me the wrong way, too. I know who you are. I'm involved in the party. I know what's going
right.
on.
Right, and let me give my personal perspective in introducing you.
I will do you justice.
Robot, why don't you just stand up there and introduce yourself?
Right.
And she's executive director, and it makes perfect sense.
Mm.
So,
if I might ask
sure.
about the Libertarian Party, on the other side of that fence, are they just trying to make sure that they get enough people to support them monetarily wise? As though you may be against money, and money rules the world, and money rules the government. Libertarian.
Well, we're not against money.
Well,
don't get me wrong.
You need money to run a successful
absolutely.
Campaign.
And if I was going to attend, if I was going to go to the banquet or hear a speech or attend a seminar, I would expect to pay for it.
Yeah.
But a poor libertarian should have the option just to go to the business meeting. And make his positions heard.
True, but if I have a few extra bucks for the Libertarian Party, but I don't have to pay,
right.
I'm going to do it but not pay. Maybe this is a way to get me, because I do have a couple extra bucks for your party. I'm going to show up and do all this stuff. I'm very involved. I love the Libertarian, but I never pay money because I don't have to. Now that I have to, I'm going to stay involved, but now it's going to cost me, and that's going to raise a little bit more money. You've got to look at it. Maybe
I don't really think so. 94 bucks, that's not gonna do it.
And
you're either going to contribute because you believe in the cause or not.
Okay.
And again, we believe in volunteerism, not force. In a sense,
and you should.
In a sense, it's a private organization, but in a sense, it's that what's the word I want? Dynamic of force.
Okay. The Libertarian Party is made up of people who desire this. They want it, which is more empowering than someone who just throws money at the problem and expects it to be done the way they want to. So more power to the Libertarian Party for being desirable. If this is something that you really want, you belong to the Libertarian
Party.
Yeah,
you voluntarily contribute in whatever way you can. If it's money, that's fine.
True.
If it's writing letters to the editor, that's fine. If it's having a radio show, that's fine. If it's getting petitions signed, that's fine. There's a variety of ways to do it. But what they're doing, and what this... I keep on wanting to use the term, so I'll just say jerk.
Yeah.
Instead of the one that's the A word, Wayne Allen Root. It's a three name word, by the way.
Yes,
which is always a red light. But if that's WAR, war, some of us just call him war.
Gotcha.
And he is pro war. That's the other thing. It's not libertarian. He's pro war. And
he's Republican.
He's pro war and pun intended.
Yeah.
He said that when they were discussing this, evidently at the national committee meeting, that we did this in California and Nevada or whatever, and I guess he talked about California. And yes, a few people showed up, but they were high quality people. Really? So in other words, he thinks that the people with lesser means that star activists are, they're riffraff. We don't need that kind of riffraff in the party.
Well, that's not good.
That's the implication. That's the obvious implication to me. So I'm calling their bluff in a sense. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying let them have their cake.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what they think, if they want people just to give money to the party, see how far that goes in promoting your cause.
Well, that's not good. Separate the Libertarian Party like that.
Yeah, duh. But But I guess this is intramural to activity because nobody's calling in. I don't know. Maybe you and I are interested in Kathleen.
What does it do for the Libertarian Party locally, not nationally, but locally? Can't you guys kind of split off and
I will still do my local thing.
Okay.
You know, although I think I'm going to press the issue for our local Fox Valley group to disaffiliate with the state party, and that's more controversial. And everybody says your beef isn't with the state party, but I don't see the state party doing enough to stop this from happening. I don't see them standing up enough to the national party.
Hmm.
I can understand that people might be upset at me for quitting the state party too.
Yeah.
But locally, that we still are going to be remain. I'm still. I mean, I don't even know who else is quitting. But I will still remain active locally. But again, especially, I think Ron Paul has done more in the last 4 or 5 years to promote liberty, to promote the libertarian cause than of all the activity that has promoted the cause, he's probably responsible for 90 to 98% of it, I think, in my opinion. Excuse me. So, to me, Ron Paul's the man, and it's the ideas, it's not who, it's not some big fish in a little pond.
Mm-hmm.
By the name of war. So anyway, but folks, anything else you want to talk about, please chime in, 847-931-1410. We have open line right now. You call, you're on. So give us a call, 847-931-1410. Let's see. What else is happening? We have, Secret Service agents that are paying for prostitutes in Bolivia or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know if you're a member of Facebook or not, but there's a picture of Barack Obama looking disgusted as Clinton's coming around the corner. So, you know, prostitutes? But where are they?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know if you've seen that picture.
I could be president now. oh boy. Mark Stein, who's my favorite, probably my only favorite neocon writer, has had a real funny article on this. And evidently, these guys were able to get prostitutes for $28. And it's suggesting, why can't the federal government, these bureaucrats, why can't they come up with these cost savings when it comes to taxpayers' money? You know, or maybe we need these Secret Service agents to be working the budget. Because we might be able to save real money. If they could do it with prostitutes, heck, they could do it with $500 toilets, too. So we got that going on. We've got American troopers posing with dead Afghan people with arms and legs and heads missing. And pictures of that. Isn't that wonderful? So, we got all of a sudden things lit up, huh?
Yeah, they sure did.
Who's first, Therese? Or which way does it go? Bottom?
Top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
Yep.
All right, we got Therese. Hey, Therese, how you doing?
Hi, Ken. I'm doing fine. And I really admire you because you are exposing what's going on in your Libertarian Party. Because if it was a Democrat or Republican, they'd cover the whole thing up. And, everything's fine. But I think people should know the truth. And and especially because I had an envelope on my a mailing from the Libertarian Party for me to join again, and I was going to send my $10 in, and it's very hard for $10 is a lot of money for me today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at this time, and so now I won't do it.
They don't see them understand. See, the problem with the National Committee of the Libertarian Party is they have 4 meetings a year, mm-hmm. and you have to pay all your expenses. So you're flying 4 times a year to these meetings, and that costs a lot of money.
Yes,
and so the only people who can afford to be National Committee members are those very well-heeled folks that it really doesn't affect. And so they have a total disconnect to the average Joe out there who's struggling right now.
Right. So you're right. You know what they could do is have their meetings online.
I would think that has been discussed. Evidently, they haven't decided that. But because I think some of these people, Therese, and you've been involved in the organizations. There are some people who just like to have their little club and feel like they're big fish in a little pond.
Well, exactly. This is what's going on with the Republican Party here in Kane County. The chairman is just does nothing, and I was asked to be a committee man. And I said, "Well, this was when what's his name McCain was running," and I said, "Well, do I have to promote all the Republicans?" He says, "Well, we don't talk bad about any Republican." Well,
except Ron Paul.
That's right. Exposing what they're doing is not talking bad about them. If they're doing something wrong, well, let's talk about it. But you're right. Ron Paul is the best man we have running. And a lot of people want to talk against him, but if they would just read what he's written all these years, and also, as you know, and I don't have to tell you, but the audience out there, he's the only one who votes on regarding bills, if it's constitutional or not.
Right.
If it's not constitutional, he will not vote for the bill. And this is why they call him Dr. No, which is commendable, very commendable, because why should he say yes to all the rotten things that are going on?
Ron Paul is a singular man. He does not pander.
He
sticks to his principles. I just love that guy.
I do, too, yes, and thank you for all your work. But there are so many things going on. In the previous show, I talked about the EPA trying to destroy the coal industry, which, well, they're not trying, they're doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And total insanity.
Yeah.
And we have to get these guys out of office because they are evil, and I don't want to live in a totalitarian.
Well, we're just about there, as you know.
I know it, unfortunately. And then I got my renewal for my Foyd card. And, you know, just to get another $10 out of me, but I've got to renew it because I want to keep my guns. Because there was a man in a group of people I know. He always said, out of my cold, dead hand, will they take his gun? And I feel the same way.
Good for you, Therese.
And we have to stand up for ourselves. And as you know, that Obama has been the best gun salesman out there.
Yes, he has.
War people, and they should. And they should. And as you know, me or you or anybody who has guns, we would not go out and kill anybody. But in self-defense, if they came charging in on our homes, that's something different. So,
yep.
You have a good day.
You too. Let's move on. We have Mark. Hey, Mark.
Don't go too fast for me here. Mark, you're on the air, WRMN.
Hi, Mike. How you doing, Ken?
Good, I guess.
Good to hear from you. I got to meet Ken for the first time.
Yeah, that was great.
Ken's a great guy. And sorry to hear that about going on with all that, with the libertarian thing, but I remember just listening to you when you were saying that, yeah, this is, it all seems like it's about money. I don't know.
Well, they want to separate what they consider riffraff from the party. And they want to have respectable people who have money. And really, what they are low-tax Republicans. They're not really libertarians.
No, that's just sad.
And it's sad. And they've taken things over. Yeah.
And that's why I watched, every time I watch Ron Paul, they'll put him on C-SPAN. You have to go to C-SPAN or something. They won't put him on a...
He's been pretty much blacked out now on the establishment media.
He really gets that crowd going. And, I mean, it's just, you listen to him, and it's just common sense stuff. It's not like, you know, that this is brain science. And he goes up there, and he just gets that crowd going, and I'm glad to see the young people.
Rain or shine. It's amazing.
Yeah, I see guys out there just really pumped up. It's not just, they want to put it out that it's a bunch of lunatics out there. These are just young kids of these college towns, and I mean, there's quite a bit of crowd. What I see on the when they show the background and they show the crowd, and I'm excited to see him getting these guys somewhat excited. But I just thought I'd call in and say hi to you, and it's a pleasure to meet you, Ken.
Great. I hope we see you again at our meetings in the future.
Yeah, I didn't make it to the last one, but I'm going to make it to the next one.
Cool.
I got caught up with the kids. And,
right. No, that's understandable.
But thank you so much for your patronage.
Okay, Mark, thank you. Okay. Thanks, and thanks for your call. And let's move on to Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I was wondering, also like to bring up the idea about the Republicans taking over the party or whatever.
Right.
Because they did such a good job of dismantling the Reform Party when it became a threat.
Uh-huh.
So now you have Ron Paul as a libertarian. You got the Libertarian Party. So if they can kick out the Libertarian Party, then they can maybe, you know, take out part of Ron Paul's backing or whatever. Just wondered if you thought that could have.
Well, I don't know if it's in response. This has been going on for years. Before Ron Paul really made it big. This has been going on for years. It's been a trend for years. And it's, you know, watering down a principle more and more and more until you get people into power that really, in my opinion, aren't libertarians and don't have a clue. More than that, they're not libertarians. They just don't have a clue. Why would you want to be exclusive when you're a small third party? What sense does that make?
How does the Libertarian Party function in regard to electing your executive committee and that type
well,
of
we
thing?
Do that at the we do that at the national convention, and now you have to pay a poll tax of $94 to do that.
So would it be worth the $94 to kick them all out?
Well, Dan, I mean that's an honest, appropriate question, and I guess I'll respond the same way I responded to presidential candidate Gary Johnson last week when he said that he's going to accept, if he gets it, federal matching funds from the taxpayers. And he said, well, you got to play the game. Well, I don't buy that, personally. I don't buy that you have to play the game because that's what they all say. That's their excuse every time, you got to play the game. I always refer to the greatest title, subtitle, chapter of the greatest book written of all time, in my opinion. I know that's not popular even amongst libertarians now. It's popular to put Ayn Rand down. But I think it's the greatest book ever written, Atlas Shrugged. The most important, in my opinion, part of that book was a chapter titled Sanction of the Victim. I will not sanction the process, Dan. I will not stoop down to their process. I will not achieve my end by using nefarious means. As far as I'm concerned, the process is as important as the result. And I mean, that's just the way I feel. I mean, I understand your point. I just respectfully disagree with it.
If you allow it to happen, then aren't you providing even more power?
No, what I'm allowing to happen is them to fail. What that's going to happen is they're going to fail miserably. And there'll be some place, and this, I see the analogy in the TARP bailouts, for example, or the GM bailout. They say, we can't allow GM to fail. It'll be disaster. No, you allow the bankruptcy to happen. You allow the failure to happen, and there will be people there to pick up the pieces and make things better. But that's the only way that you get accountability. You can't create a moral hazard by allowing evil to continue and by using a little bit of their evil and allow it to continue. Let them fail. The real activists will pick up the pieces, and we'll restore a real party of principle again, in my opinion.
In that case, if you have the Libertarian Party as it is, even if they fail, but they have enough people to, you know, continue the Libertarian name, then do you come up with a brand new title?
Well, that's quite possible. That's quite possible, Dan. I got to move along. Our guest did call in, but I have one more caller to get to. Before we get to our guest, and that's Joan. Hi, Joan.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I'm really a strong Ron Paul supporter, and I've been doing all I can,
mm-hmm.
you know, out here in Aurora. And anyway, but I'm really angry with the pro-life people, and I know the Libertarian Party doesn't take a stand on it, but just hear me out, because, you know, also many of these pro-life groups have now come out supporting Romney. a person they wouldn't have given a second glance to 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And
yes.
So I wrote a letter to Rand Paul, and I said, you know, what they are doing to your father, they will do to you. And I said, you should call every one of them on the carpet, because Dr. Paul has done everything that was expected of him. I'm sure it's because he believes it down deep, for the pro-life movement. He's introduced
yes.
legislation, he's got videos, he gives talks, he never backs down. And now, you're backing Romney, a person who has no credentials in pro-life at all. And I said, I want you to call every one of them on the carpet and say, why did you do this?
It's all about power, Joan. That they just use those social issues, you know, just to use those, you people, the people
well,
who believe in them.
I understand it, but I think there's got to be called to task.
I agree. I agree.
So anyway, then I sent it out, the copy of this letter with a cover letter to all the people who I would consider veterans in the pro-life movement who are these facts flat on. You know, they're not swayed by the Republicans or Democrats or anything. They see facts flat on, and I said, I want you to analyze my letter and tell me what you think. If I said something wrong in this letter to Paul, you know, to Rand Paul, let me know. But I am so angry, and I'll tell you why. You know, for the 40 years I've been in the movement, once we started after Roe versus Wade, we send out to the candidates questionnaires. Now, we expect them, the candidates, what if they say they're going to be pro-life, to be loyal to that commitment. But where is the loyalty on our part to support the candidate once he does it? He commits himself, does everything we want, has 100% rating, and then when the moment of truth comes, we dump him. And what good is a questionnaire? In fact, that's what I've written to these people that I sent the letter out to, and to Rand Paul. I said, don't bother signing.
It's all about power. The NRA operates the exact same way, Joan.
I can't
tell you how many times libertarian candidates, 100% pro-gun, and the NRA will endorse some Republican who's been terribly weak on gun rights.
Yeah,
and it's all because they are Republicans first, and principles are take a way back seat.
Well, I realize this happens, but I just want to get this off my chest,
yeah.
And I
okay.
want a lot of our veterans to start calling these people and saying, don't bother signing the questionnaire because it means nothing. It means
right.
they will stab you in the back, and they've got, in fact, in one of the parts of my letter, I said, I hope you got some sort of agreement in writing from Romney on the back of your for sale.
Well, do you think that'll make a difference? Joan, I've got
to
run. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to break for a set of messages, and we'll be back with presidential candidate, Libertarian Party, Carl Pearson.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats? Or regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well, then America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms of our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Diamond Jim's Gas Grill, 325 Meyer Avenue in East Dundee, at the corner of Meyer and Barrington Avenues, on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. I'd like to welcome to the program right now Libertarian Party presidential candidate Carl Pearson. How are you doing?
Yes, hi, fine. Thank you very much.
I need to ask you a first question that I don't know if it's important to you or not, but it's very important to me. You may or may not be aware of that the Judicial Committee of the Libertarian National Committee voted to uphold a $94 floor fee in order to have the right to vote at the National Convention. I don't know, I'd like to know what your position is on that.
I'm outraged with that. It's awful.
Good.
It's so discriminatory to have such a fee like that. I mean, the rich can afford it, and the others that just are hanging in there that can't.
And the others who may have contributed, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of signatures to get on the ballot, written letters to the editor, distributed flyers, you know, for years and years and years, and they haven't contributed enough to the party?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, the whole thing, we have basically a Republican takeover right now, as I see it.
You took the word out of with what we've been talking about here today.
And I've been on the debates, you know, I've gone to most of these debates, and the message that I have doesn't sell to anyone, and I'm saying, what is going on? So I figured out, you know, finally that it's got to be that 5% and the $91 million. So I traced that. I went back to the Federal Election Commission, and I saw, and I talked to them, and they said, yes, it is true that there's $91 million paid, but the candidate gets it, not the party.
Hmm.
That's number one. The party doesn't get it, and I don't think they know. It isn't that clear. I think people think that they're going to have a lot of money to distribute, but the candidate gets it, and this year the candidate has to return all of it. If he gets it, he gets a check from the Treasury.
He's got to return it to.
He's got to return it because he can only use it this year.
Oh, no, if you don't spend it, you got to return it, you're saying.
You have to, yeah. You can only use it now to paid, unpaid campaign expenses. So I'm hoping that he doesn't have Roger Stone listed as unpaid. He's been telling everyone that Roger Stone is unpaid, so you can't suddenly come up with $500,000 of unpaid campaign manager expenses. So assuming that does not occur, then he has to return 100% of the money to the Treasury.
Well, Gary Johnson says he will accept matching funds.
This isn't matching funds. This is a dollar amount that's given in lieu of raising money.
I misunderstood.
It's the $3 checkoff.
Oh, okay.
So,
and what, in order, how do you qualify to get that?
You need to have at least 5,000 raised in each of 20 states, and you have to have the party, your vote, be at least 5% of the vote of all the votes. And if you do that, and once you do that, debate for this year, if we qualify with a 5%, he'll get it. His campaign gets a check for 91,200,000-some-odd, and he's only allowed to apply that to unpaid expenses and to unpaid loans for his campaign. I've seen his filing. He doesn't have any unpaid amounts, as far as I can see. He would not be allowed to use it to pay unpaid Republican expenses.
Okay.
And he was running as a Republican.
All right, let's do real quick. We don't have too much time, but what are your main issues? Why are you running?
My main issue is that I'm looking to apply libertarian principles in order to create the jobs and to restore the economy and to take away the power from the people that control the country now. That is, that we, using libertarian principles, we can, which is to restore the power to the people to go into business, to create jobs, to have full employment, to have schools of their own choosing. We now have to, we're regulated as to training people. We have vocational training laws and higher education laws that prohibit us from setting up the schools we need to train people to become qualified to work for small business. Nobody knows that, but that's what's stopping us from allowing small business to expand, because we need small business employees who are trained in technology.
Well, I would think regulations have a lot to do with that, too.
It does.
The big boys can handle the regulations. In fact, they call for the regulations.
Right. We have to eliminate that. I owned a school. I know what regulation is like. I was qualified with student loans, licensed and accredited. And the real cost of education of someone with a huge profit margin built in is only $1,000 a year if you have no regulation. I know. I owned a school for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you take $2 an hour, 30 people in the classroom, and have the classroom operating 12 hours a day, you only need less than $2 to teach people. You only need a third of that.
Yeah, I had a friend locally who wanted to start his own school, and he never got off the ground because the requirements of, for example, to have a water sprinkler system installed in his house, which was where he's going to hold the school, was prohibitive for him.
You have to go out in New York and rent or buy a building. You have to break down the room and the building's space into classrooms, and the doors have to be a certain thickness, the windows and the air conditioning and all of that stuff, step by step, has to be approved by regulators that don't know anything. And then you have to get the curriculum. The curriculum changes every day in technology, but you have to sort of hold still for a year and a half while your curriculum is aging, while they review it. You have to have about $1.5 million. You wait a year and a half, and then they tell you whether they will allow you to start advertising for students. Nobody opens up schools under those conditions, and that's exactly what they want.
And that's what you have. You multiply that with health care. I mean, education and health care are probably the two worst examples of regulatory control, which boosts the costs up. But in every aspect of our economic lives, and personal lives for that matter, the government's involved in throwing huge roadblocks out, and we have. How can anybody wonder why we're in the state we're in this country?
Here's an interesting thing. I'm the only candidate that I know of this in this election running for president who has already had a statute passed enacted.
Well, what statute's that?
Reform that I'm, and you know what it is? Obama, with the Jobs Act, incorporated one of my main ideas. I have three ideas for deregulation of the economy. The first one, the first step, is to allow small business to advertise for capital. That's been illegal since 1933. It's on my website as the primary issue.
It's amazing.
Among three.
Amazing.
And they just adopted that statute.
Well, so Obama's not 100% bad then.
No, so that's helpful. But number two, we have to have the first three employees be free of all regulation.
That sounds reasonable.
That,
I mean, that's a first step anyway, obviously.
Right.
I think all employees, we should be free of regulations. But
It should be all, but that's all doesn't rhyme with
right.
Free.
Right.
So the first three are free. That would, if we had all employees, the first three employees be treated as independent contractors, the people like myself, self-employed people, would start hiring. We would have millions of people now hired to become the assistant to the owner of a small business, a very critical job, IT, all technology. Take that technology off my hands. Let me do what I know how to do. I'm willing to pay a person $2,000 a week to do this technology for me, so I'm freed up.
Okay, Carl Pearson, thank you very much for being on the program. I wish we had more time, but we are out of time. Good luck the next week or so, wherever it is, in Las Vegas. I will not be there, but I hope you try to do something about what's going on with this outrageous forfeit fee, because I found it is so outrageous that I have resigned from the party.
It's a fait accompli right now.
Yep. All right. Thanks for being
there. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye now. All right. Quotation of the week from Harry Brown, a former Libertarian presidential candidate, among other things. Some people say I go too far in wanting to cut the government. They say I want to throw out the baby with the bathwater. But here's what they don't understand. It's Rosemary's baby.